So we're going to do Daf Tzadi today. All right. Now, this Daf has some very important yesodos in it. We waited for the entire Masechta to finally get to these points, but hopefully it will be clear enough. All right, we're going to start Mamash right at the top of Daf Tzadi and Aleph. Boi Rama Bar Chomo. Shtei Amos Begag. So we learned the concept that we're in the middle of the concept of even if you have an object in a particular type of rishos, in a particular chotzer or area, the question is whether or not you're allowed to carry it into another area. And we have, just to remember the basic machlokes Rav and Shmuel so far, that we saw whether or not you can carry the entire area or you're limited to Dalet Amos in that area itself. So now, the question that the Gemara seems to pose right now is, what if you have, can you carry, of course you're limited to two amos, but can you carry those two amos, begag, b'shtei amos ba'omot? Can I carry from my roof to a pillar, which itself also is considered a rishos hayochid? Ma, what's the halacha? Can I carry from one area, from one domain to another domain? So, Amar Rabba, my kami ba'ile. What's the Gemara's question? Karmelis v'rishos hayochid kami ba'ile. You think he's asking about whether or not you can carry from a karmelis to rishos hayochid? Which, of course, we know the rule is you can never do that. That's a general rule that you can't carry from a rishos hayochid into a karmelis. And here, your house, by the fact that you're limited in how far you're allowed to carry it, or the roof of your house rather, is a din of a karmelis, and the pillar, because it has the proper dimensions, is considered a rishos hayochid. So, of course, you can't carry from one to the other. So the Gemara says, "Rami Bar Choma agav churfei le'ayin bo." So the Gemara itself says that Rami Bar Choma, because he was so sharp, he was asked the question too quickly, and he didn't really get the specifics of what he really intended to ask. Elahachi kami ba'ile. What he really meant to ask is the following: Beis amos begag ubeis amos ba'achsadro. Not just a pillar in the middle of no place, but rather it's an achsadra, which we explained is this kind of open gazebo type of area where it has a cover, a slated roof, with beams going across it to block out the shade, but it doesn't have any walls to it. And now the question is, can I carry? But you can, for whatever reason, you're able to walk on top of it. So now, can I carry from my private house roof onto the top of this gazebo, we'll call it? Ma, what's the halacha? Can I go down two amas here, two amas there? So, mi amrinan kiven deloi hai chazi ladira. Deloi hai chazi ladira. Now, technically, your roof is not a place that you live on. So, therefore, it's similar to the top of the gazebo, where also it's not a place that you can live on. So, maybe those are similar enough, so you can, it's considered one area, and then you can carry from one to the other. Idilmor, maybe, perhaps, kiven demigag legagoser, since going from one roof to another roof is considered separate because they're owned by different people. So maybe that should be enough of a distinction also that I should not be able to carry, that's his question, to carry from the roof to the achsadra. Are they considered separate and distinct enough that even though they are slightly different, a roof is on top of a private house and an achsadra is on top of a gazebo, which is nobody really lives there, but maybe that's enough of a distinction also to be mechalek and therefore not permit you to carry from one to the other. But again, this is all going with the concept. This is a yisoy that this Gemara is the premise that the Gemara is working with, that when you have two rishuyas which are somewhat similar, you could carry from one to the other, whether it's the holy area or a limited area, but you can go from one to the other, and here maybe they're two separate. So based on that, the Gemara then continues with another question. So Bibi Barabai asks, Beis Amos Begag, Ubeis Amos Bechurbo. What about, again, carrying from your roof, which we say technically is considered a karmelis, can you carry from the roof onto, again, limited to Dalet Amos, but from two Amos here into a churbo, which is a destroyed, so to speak, house that nobody's living there currently at the time? Mahu, what's the halacha? Those two areas also considered similar enough that you can carry from one to the other. So Amar Rav Kahana, Lav Hainu de Rami Bar Choma. Isn't that the same question that Rami Bar Choma asked, where he was asking from the roof to the Achsadra, which is also an area that people don't live currently? What's the difference between a churba that people don't live in and an Achsadra, a gazebo that people don't live in? It's the same question. So Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abayas, where Bibi Bar Abayas responds, V'chine Acher Asoi, after someone came, then Eitzoi, I'm going to come out and say the same thing. What do you think? I'm repeating someone else's question? I don't do that. Achsadra loichaz yuladira. There's a big distinction. A gazebo, people don't live in a gazebo. Yes, you can spend time underneath it, in the shade, but people potentially could live in a churbo. All you have to do is fix it up a little bit, Rashi explains, and you could live there. It's almost a house. You just have to fix it up. So there's a distinction, and I'm asking a very specific question about whether there's a distinction between a churbo that people could theoretically live in and a roof. Are those similar enough? So the Gemara says, in what sense? Just because somebody could potentially live there, what's the Gemara's, what makes it into a question? What he meant to say is that if it works, that you could carry from one to the other, the question is, in a churba also could you carry? And in the following way. If you want to tell me that the reason why we would hold that you can't carry from the top of a roof into an achzad or into the top of a gazebo is because the gazebo is too different that nobody lives there at all, and that's your distinction. So churba chazi ladira. So I could tell you that a churba, maybe it could be similar enough to something, an area that people could live in, just like people could almost live on top of a roof because people live below the roof. Aiduma hashtami is lesba. Right now, nobody is living there. So therefore, again, at the end of the day, it's going from an area that people could live underneath to an area that people don't live in, and it would be considered going from one kind of area to a different kind of rishus, and therefore maybe we should not be permitted to carry from one to the other, and on that the Gemara responds, teku. So teku, we don't know the answer, whether or not they're different enough to not allow you to carry from one rishus to the other. Okay, now the Gemara goes on a slightly different topic. Gagin hashovin l'Rav Meir. Again, this is based on the Mishnah that we learned. When you have an area, according to Rav Meir, remember Rav Meir's whole premise was that you can carry, if you have a bunch of roofs that are attached to each other, you can carry from one to the other, as long as none of them are more than 10 tefachim higher than the other. It's a flat area. You have a bunch of flat roofs on top of houses. That's one case. The gag yechidi l'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan that disagree and say you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another. But let's say our case, the scenario that we're setting up over here, is that you're dealing with an individual house, and it's so with only one house, only one person lives underneath this roof, according to the Rabbanan that says you're allowed to carry in that area. So you're allowed to carry, but how much? Rav Amar Motil Atal Tulekulit. Rav says you can carry in the entire area. Shmuel Amar Ematal Tulekulit by Ela Bedalid. And Shmuel all of a sudden flips the sheet and says now all of a sudden you can only carry in Dalid Amos on top of these roofs. Even according to Rav Meir that says you can carry on roofs, he meant you can carry from one rooftop to the other rooftop as long as you are limited to Dalid Amos. So the Gemara says, one second, that's exactly the opposite of what we understood till now. Rav Amar Motil Atal Tulekulit. So you're going to tell me Rav says you can carry in the entire rooftop. So Kasha Derav Adarav. That exactly contradicts Rav that we learned last week on Daf Pei Tes, where Rav was the one who says that you can only carry Dalet Amos on top of the roof. So how do you explain that contradiction? So the Gemara answers, Hosam Lai Minkara Mechitzasa, Hocham Minkara Mechitzasa. Over there, the difference, the reason why Rav said you could only carry in Dalet Amos was because the case was you had two roofs right next to each other. And the issue was whether we consider the wall in between the two houses underneath to extend through the roof, so to speak, and ke'ilu, it goes through the roof and it makes a separation between the two rooftops. And that would keep them separate. So Rav over there said, no, we don't say that. We don't look at that wall as if it extends all the way up. So the two rooftops are now open one to another, and that's what creates the problem to make it usser. Over here, And that's why I'm limited to Dalet Amos. Over here, however, the issue here is not about carrying from one roof to another roof. That's not the issue. The issue here is whether the rooftop is too close to the Rishus HaRabim, and the side of the house, even though there is no wall physically there, but the side of the house, remember we have the concept of good osik, continues straight up, and that wall is much more distinguishable, is much more noticeable, even though, again, physically it's not there, it's invisible. But it's noticeable where the edge of the roof is, and that wall should be able to continue further up. And that's why, according to Rav, that wall, we can imagine that wall being there, and that's why I'm allowed to carry the entire area on top of those roofs. Even if I say that I can't carry from one roof to another roof on top of another house, that's because that wall doesn't exist, because there's no way to notice it, because the wall in between the houses, the apartments underneath, is not noticeable on top of the roof. But the wall at the edge of the house, that is noticeable, and it can be considered a separation between the top of the roof and the Rishus HaRabim passing by. Okay, that's how to explain Rav. Shmuel Omar. Now, Shmuel also flipped his shita. Shmuel said, here, Shmuel says, no, you can only carry on the Dalet Amos. You're limited to Dalet Amos. So, Kasha de Shmuel ad Shmuel. This also contradicts Shmuel from last week, because Shmuel on Peites said that you can carry on top of all the roofs. You can carry as much as you want, in each roof at least separately. So, the Gemara answers, what's the difference? Over here, you create a different problem. Because of the fact that you have all these roofs together, and you don't look at the wall in between as if it extends up, there is no wall there. So what happens is you end up with an entire area that's more than two saw. Now, even if you want to say, like I agree to Rav, that the walls at the edge of the house extend up and block you from the ability, they make a distinction between, draw a line between the top of the roof and the Rishus HaRabim next door, The problem is that roof line, that wall, extends around the entire, let's talk about an entire apartment building. It goes around the entire apartment building, even with the multiple, the problem is that when you go around that wall around the entire apartment building, creates an area that's more than two saw, and it becomes like a karfeif. And a karfeif that is walled around, even if it's walled around, but it's not built for a dira, because a roof, again, as we said, is not an area that people are meant to live in. So it becomes an area that's more than two saw, and nobody's living there. So a karfeif that's yosemi beso saim, that's not bonu ladira, is also usher, and that's why Shmuel over here in this case says that you're limited to daladamas. Just like the single house also, the single house is, you have to say the case according to the Rabbanan is that the rooftop itself is also more than two sa. And then Shmuel continues, v'hani mechitzos lamata avdinon, lamaloloy avdinon. So I kind of said this already. And the walls, even if you want to consider the walls on the side of the house that go up along the side of the roof to block you from the Rishos Rabim, but really the real creation of the wall is for the purposes of the people living underneath the roof. The people living underneath are considered living there. They're not. The wall's purpose doesn't really apply to living on top of the roof, and therefore, v'habik karfif yosem ibesos. I am. It's like any open area that's larger than two sa shaloi hukaf ladiro. That's not intended to be surrounded for living purposes, and therefore, v'chol karfif yosem ibesos. I am shaloi hukaf ladiro. Whenever you're dealing with an open area that's not surrounded, walled in for living purposes, I am talking on ebedal adamas. You're only allowed to carry in Dalit, and that's the rule, that's a regular rule, that's not Shmuel's Chiddush, but Shmuel's Chiddush is that this area also is considered an area, now that your only real walls that you're using are the walls around the side of the building, and it's more than two saw, and it's not hukaf ladira, so therefore that combination is like any other karfif that's more than two saw, so like hukaf ladira, that you're limited to Dalit Amis. But the Chiddush over here, by the way, Taisus points out, that if in fact the area you're talking about was less than two saw, or even two saw, that, even though the halacha is that it's not hukaf ladira, would still be a problem in a regular karfeif, Tosfos says that by a roof, it's usable enough ladira, even though people don't literally live there, but it's similar enough to a dira that we can consider that, as long as it's less than two saw, we consider it hukaf ladira and allow you to carry on that roof. It's only because it's more than two saw, Tosfos says, that our Gemara is going to say it's a problem. Okay, slightly changing this topic, but again, continuing the concept of whether we say a good asik applies. Itmar, we learned. Sfino, let's say you're dealing with a very large boat, an ocean liner. So Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakulay, now all of a sudden Rav says, again, you can carry the entire area of the boat. You can only carry in the four amis within the boat because it's too big. So Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakulay, Rav says you can carry in the entire area of the boat. Why the ha'ika mechit sasa? Because there are walls. The sides of the boat go up and they create, you know, the ocean view rooms or the suites, they each have a wall around them, so you're able to carry in more than Dalet Amos. Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar, again, Amos, you can only carry in Dalet Amos, because even though there are walls, Mechitzos Lahavriach Mayim Asuyas, really the walls of the boat are not there to create walls of a house. They're really there to keep the water out. That's really the purpose of the walls of a boat, and therefore, you don't really have walls. Again, it's more than two saw. That's the case. It's more than two saw. And you don't have walls that are meant for the purpose of creating living space. Therefore, those walls are not considered a hukaf ladira. And you have an open area of more than two saw that is not hukaf ladira. And you can only carry dalet amos. By the way, this is my own chiddush, but I would say that, you know, those ocean liner, those cruise ships that we have nowadays are probably, even according to Shmuel would agree, that you could probably use the walls on those ocean liners because they're so high up off the water that you can't argue that the walls there are made lahavriach mayim. They're so high up off the water that they're not protecting you even from the splashes of the water. Those are literally built as cabins. Just happens to be on top of a moving object. In any event, that's my chiddush. It's not the Gemara's. But Shmuel's svar is generally, even if you're talking about a big boat, the purpose of the walls there are not for the living quarters inside, but rather to keep the water out. Okay. So Amalei Rav Chia bar Rav Yosef l'Shmuel. So Rav Chia actually asked Shmuel, Hilchasa Kavaseich, Hilchasa Karab. Do we passkin like you that the walls are not considered legitimate walls? Or do we passkin like Rav that said, Lamaisa, so there are walls there, so I could carry it in the whole area? Amalei Hilchasa Karab. We passkin like Rav that you can actually carry in the entire boat. So anyway, it's no nafkamina because we passkin like Rav that you can carry in the area. Anyway, so you don't have to come onto my chiddush. So Amalei Rav Gidol. Amar Rav Gido, Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef. Moide Rav, even Rav agrees, that says that usually you use these walls for purposes of allowing you to carry. She'im kafa al pia. Let's say you turn the boat upside down, and you want to live underneath the boat. She'ein metatulim bo ele ba'ar ba'amas. Even then, you cannot use those walls as godosik walls, and therefore consider it as if you're living in it. And you would also be limited to dalet amas, because the walls are therefore not created for that purpose. Now, the problem is, why did you turn the boat upside down? If the reason why you turned it upside down is because you're now creating a house. Now, you take the boat, you flip it upside down, you have a nice living quarters. So then, what's the difference than any roof that has walls underneath it, and we say you can carry underneath that roof because you're living under there? What difference does it make if that boat happened to be once upon a time a seafaring boat? Ella, shekafel is life. So the case has to be that the reason why it doesn't count as walls is because the boat is not upside down for living purposes. You turned it upside down so you could put tar on it. You basically, the way to get to the bottom of the boat, to fix the bottom of the boat, is by turning it upside down. And that's why those walls aren't considered walls that are created for purposes of living in. That's fine. Ravashi Masni Lo Asfina. So Ravashi learns this chiddush that we say the concept of good osik, that the walls count for living purposes. He says it in the context of a boat, like we just said, that you turn the boat upside down, or even if the boat's right side up, Rav says you can carry in the entire boat. Rav Acha Berei Derovo Masni Lo Achsaja. Rav Acha says, no, this chiddush of whether or not we apply the concept of good osik is really talking about your regular gazebo case, which, remember, we said the gazebo case is that it has slats on top of the shaded area, but it doesn't have actual walls. And the question is whether we say good osik in that case as well, whether we extend the top, the ceiling down to the floor as if there are walls there as well. That's where he says the machlekes Rav and Shmuel applies. Where? The itmar, we learned. Achsadra v'bikl. Let's say you have a gazebo in the middle of an open area. Rav amar mutal l'talta b'kul. You're allowed to carry under the entire gazebo area. Shmuel amar eim talta b'kul. Ela ba'arba. You're limited to dalet amos because there are no walls there. Rav amar mutal l'talta b'kul. He says you can carry in the entire area. I mean, in particular, yad v'soysim. Because we say that the edge of the ceiling extends all the way down, therefore they are considered having walls there, and the walls seal up the area inside, and it makes it mutter to carry because now you have walls around your living quarters. Shmuel Amar Ein Metatul Ba Ela Ba Arba. Shmuel says no, you're still limited to four amos to carry in that area. I mean, in particular, Yad V'Soysim, because we don't say that there are walls that go down to block off, to create real walls. Again, this is talking about an area where it's completely open except for four posts on the corners. And Shmuel says we don't say particular yod v'soysim in that case to create a living quarter. Now, the Gemara asks the following question. This is where you really, we're not going to go through all the Rashis, but this is where you really set up what each Rishus represents, what each kind of domain stands for. Rav. But now, following Rav's concept that you're allowed to carry in the entire open area, because there are walls there. Aliba the Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, that says that you can carry from one chotzer rooftop to another rooftop. If that's true, that you can carry in the entire area from one roof to another, then that means he's considering the roof not like a karmelis. Otherwise, it would be usher. A karmelis, you're limited to dalet amos. The fact that Rav says you can carry in more than dalet amos means that it's not a karmelis. If so, it's similar to a chotzer. A chotzer is also a big open area that you're allowed to carry more than dalet amos. So they should be similar. And we know the halacha is that Rav Meir's whole point in the Mishnah is that you can carry only from one roof to another, and you can't carry from a roof to a chotzer. So what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, you're right. It should be the same, except gzeir mishum de Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi. The reason why you can't carry from a gag to a chotzer is not because they're different types of domains. It's a separate type of gezer that we saw a couple weeks ago, that you're never allowed to carry from one rishus from one area to another area that's at a different height, because we're afraid of the example. Let's say you have in the rishus harabim, you have a pillar in the rishus harabim, and that pillar is 10 tefachim high by 4 amos wide, so that becomes a rishus hayochid, and of course that's usur to go from rishus harabim to rishus hayochid. So therefore, even in a rishus hayochid type of area, even not in a rishus harabim, we also don't allow you to put something from your open area and your chotzer to a tail, to a pillar, because it looks like you may end up doing that in Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, over here also, to go from your rooftop, which is more than 10 tefachim high, into the chotzer is also similar to an open area onto a pillar. So really, but the point here is that really the gag and the chotzer are similar in their own respects, and therefore should be mutter, similar enough that we should be able technically to carry from a gag to a chotzer. The only reason we don't allow it is because of this random, I'll call it random gezeira takana that we're afraid that you may end up putting something in Rishus HaRavim on top of a pillar. But really the chutzar and the gag are somewhat similar. That was the first question answered. The second is, Shmuel alibid rabbonim. Now, the second question is, according to Shmuel, that says you're limited to Dalet Amas, according to the rabbonim that say you're also limited to only one gag, you can't carry from one rooftop to another. So then, nitalto migag lich karfet. If you're limited to Dalet Amas, that means you're considering it like a karfet. You're considering it like a carmelist. That's why you're limited to Dalet Amas on your rooftop. Well, if that's true, so then it should be similar to a karfet, where also you have this limitation, same type of limitation, where you're also limited to Dalet Amas. And again, using the concept that if they have the same types of limitations, they should be considered similar types of rishiyos. So then, according to Shmuel's explanation, according to the Rabbanon, both a gag is like a karfeif, is like a carmelis, and a karfeif is like a carmelis, and they should therefore be able to carry from one to the other. Now, of course, the aggregate of them can only be Dalet Amas, because each one of them separately can only carry Dalet Amas. We would only allow you to carry Dalet Amas, but the point is they should be similar enough conceptually that you should be able to carry from your rooftop to the karfeif, because they're both like karfeifs, they're both like carmelises, that you should be able to, they're similar enough to carry from one to the other. And Shmuel doesn't have that problem of going from one rishos to another rishos. Only Rav, by the way, had that problem, according to the Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to carry from even similar from one to the other. That was last week's daf. But Shmuel doesn't have that problem, so you should really be able to carry from your gag slash carmelis to your karfeif slash carmelis. They're the same. You should be able to carry. And why is the halacha that according to the Rabbanon, your mamish can't carry from your gag to anything else? So Amarava Barula, so he says, you know why you can't? Gezeira Shema Yifchay Sagag. Again, it's also a random gezeira that makes a roof individual, uniquely a problem. In that, the problem with the roof here is that the reason why you can't carry anywhere is because it's too big. According to Shmuel's case, remember on Amar Aleph, we learned that the problem was that it was more than two saw, it was Shloi Hokuf Ladira. What we're afraid of is, and now a rooftop by definition means it's on top of a house. We're afraid that somebody may shrink the house, move the walls in from the house, and therefore also move the walls in on the roof. And if they move the walls in the roof, it's going to end up making the roof smaller than two saw, and it's going to be, again, technically considered a Rishus HaYochid. And if it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, everybody agrees to carry from a Kamalist to Rishus HaYochid, like we started off today, is always a problem. And it's only, so even though right now the rooftop is large enough to be considered a Kamalist and therefore similar to a Karfeif, in a case where the rooftop shrinks, and it becomes a Rishos HaYochid, then it is in fact not similar to the Karfeif. And therefore, everybody would agree you can't carry from the rooftop to the Carmelis. So therefore, even right now, it's still the same. We're afraid that you may end up shrinking the size and creating this problem that they become two different types of Rishuyos, and that's why you're not allowed to carry from the rooftop into the Carmelis. So the Gemara says, well, if that's what we're afraid of, that you're going to shrink it and make it into a Rishos HaYochid, ihachi mekarfif lekarfif nami lo yitalto. So why, according to Shmuel, you shouldn't even be allowed, and even according to the Chachamim, you shouldn't be allowed to carry from one karfif to another karfif. Maybe, because dilma mifchas v'asi letalto. You may end up shrinking one of the two karfifs and making it into a Rishos HaYochid. If you're afraid there is a maybe you'll shrink it into a Rishos HaYochid, why aren't you afraid that the maybe is going to happen in any two karfifs, one of them will turn into a Rishos HaYochid? Just like you're afraid by the roof it'll turn into a Rishos HaYochid. And my answer is, Hasam, by the case of the roof, in the case of the karfif, in mifchas minkarele, milsa. You'll notice, if you shrink it, let's say you have a courtyard, and you decide to move your fence in on the courtyard, and you make it smaller, it's very noticeable, because there's a real fence there, and you'll notice that the area that you used to have is much smaller now. Hacha, in the case of the rooftop, in mifchas lo minkar milsa. Over here, if you shrink the house, if you move the walls into the house, and therefore technically you have the walls on top of your roof smaller, it's not as noticeable, because at the end of the day, when you're standing on the roof just imagine you're standing on an open rooftop that doesn't really have a fence around it, you can't really tell that you shrunk the roof 2 feet, because at the end of the day, it's open to the area around it, and you don't really notice that, oh, by the way, the walls underneath my house now are closer together. And you don't notice that it turned into Rishos HaYochid. Therefore, we have to be geyser, because it may end up happening turning into Rishos HaYochid and you won't notice. And that's a problem, because a Rishos HaYochid to the Karfeif is a problem. But when you're dealing with a regular Karfeif, then it's not going to be a problem, because over there, if you in fact shrink it into Rishos HaYochid, you'll notice that it became a Rishos HaYochid, and you'll refrain from carrying from the Rishos HaYochid into the Karfeif. So a regular Karfeif is not a problem. It's only a roof where you won't notice that it turned into Rishos HaYochid that it becomes a problem. Alright, we'll learn the next line, but we'll probably pick this up again tomorrow. The next line starts with this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kishatim Salamer. Now, if you really want to know at the end of the day what it comes out, what are all the shitas at the bottom line from our Mishnah, it comes out like this. L'divrei Reb Meir, Gagan Rishus La'atzman. According to Reb Meir says it pretty clearly in our Mishnah that all rooftops are considered one Rishus and you can carry from one roof to another. Chatzeiros Rishus La'atzman. And the truth of the matter is that all courtyards are also similar in the sense that they're the same, they have the same characteristics and you should be able to carry from one courtyard to the other. And similarly, Karfifos Rishus La'atzman and all Karfapes, all open areas are also considered similar enough characteristically and you should be able to carry from one to the other. That's according to Reb Meir Shita. L'divrei Chacham, according to the Chacham, that's very limited. He says Gagan v'Chatzeres Rishus Achas. He holds that a rooftop is, in fact, its own Rishus, and a Chatzer is also its own considered private Rishus. Rashi goes into regardless of the fact of whether or not there are different owners and you call it a different name. Those are not characteristics that make them any different, and they're really similar. The Gagan and the Chatzer are really similar. And Karfeif Rishus Achas, but Karfeif, it stands by itself because that's a big open area. That's considered a separate type of Rishus. That's according to the Chacham. Again, the Chacham that say a Gag is its own type of thing. A Gag and a Chatzar are really similar. A Karfeif is really a different thing. And in the Divrei Reb Shimon, we'll stop with this. Divrei Reb Shimon, Kulan Rishus Achas Hein. According to Reb Shimon, all the different Rishuyos, as long as they're all Rishus, they're all not Rishus Harabims, they're all considered characteristically the same. The distinctions between them are not enough of a distinction to make them usher from one to the other. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, you can carry from any type. With certain limitations, but the basic rule is that you can carry from a chotzer to a karfev to a gag. All those different types of rishuyos are not going to be a problem. And we've been using Rav Shimon Shita throughout the Masechta in various cases where you're allowed to carry anything that's not a rishus harabim, and also only for kalim that started in that rishus, meaning we're not including kalim that started in your private house. Kalim that started in your private house, even if they move into your chotzer, you can't move them then around to any of the other types of things. Any other rishuyos. It just means when you have kalim that started in your either chotzer or your gag or your karfef and any of those things, the characteristics of those types of rishuyos are the same that you can carry from one to the other. And we'll stop here.